It's a download here on WGN with you till 11 o'clock tonight. And Hannah Stanley and Mark Carmen take over 11 o'clock. This hour, a little bit later, we're going to talk with Margaret Hicks. She's the woman behind Chicago Elevated. She's bringing winter tours. The best part about that is she has a winter tour where she gives you a jacket. Like, you show up at a certain point. I haven't figured out yet, like, do you bring your jacket? Like, do you leave your jacket at home? But she has, like, heated jackets. Like, some sort of, like, rent, like, battery-powered kind of heated jacket that you, like, it's a red jacket, maybe, so you just walk around, like, everyone, like, look like a little.
That's not normal. That's
not. It's not. I mean, it sets her apart. She's going to tell us about it on WGN. Okay. Margaret Hicks coming up later in the hour. Right now, a new comedy club is set up shop on 55th and Hyde Park. It's called Revival. Features a ton of different stand-up, improv, and sketch shows, and that includes the new stand-up showcase. It's called Blipster Presents The Green Room, which takes place every Saturday night. It's a stand-up showcase that mixes music and is brought to you by comedians Felonious Monk and Dave Hellum. Felonious can be seen on The Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore on Comedy Central, and Dave can be seen teaching high school math on the West Side.
Formerly, sir. I stepped away from that.
What happened?
I taught for 12 years, and I was miserable, man. I don't have a sexy story for you. I just came to school, and I was like, you know, I'm sick of being depressed. So I stopped doing that. I don't have any money now, but I'm happy, right? And I've been doing this full time now for what, about three months now?
What did it take to go full time? Were you like, okay, I mean, obviously the depression of half, but you had a steady job and you had an income. What was it that pushed you over the edge to say, I'm going to be a full-time comic?
You can't be a great teacher and a great stand-up comedian for very long. Right, and the more, like, the better I got at stand up, the worse I became as a math teacher.
You're welcome to all of the CPS students' parents. Thank you, Dave, for taking a bullet for the kids.
For the kids,
I did CPS a favor. Like, honestly, like, you know, like, thank you, whoever's the ninth CEO they've had, like, in the last 2 years. Like, I appreciate you.
you could have sailed by, and no one would have paid. You could have been that half-assed math teacher for more years.
Yeah. I would have been no different. Let me be quiet.
I still have friends on the inside, Dave.
I love Chicago.
All right. Let's get off of that. But okay, so I should say former high school math
teacher. There we go.
All right, so guys, let's talk about Blipster Presents The Green Room. You know,
Blipster Life.
Blipster Life. Sorry.
not Blister. Like, we're not about blisters.
Blister Life. Blisters on my fingers.
Speak for yourself, sir.
Felonious, tell us a little bit about the showcase that you guys are putting together on Saturday.
So we do, the two of us are different. In comedy terms, in the type of material that we do. And every comic that you see is a little different. But the showcases are pretty much the same. It's a comic, another comic, another comic, another comic.
Right.
And thanks, guys, for enjoying it. And what we decided was people want something to experience. And you come out to a show, and there's music playing when you come in. It's the type of music that would fit the audience that would want to see, like hipster comedy. And then we perform. We bring a bunch of special guests. We all know both the best comics in the city and nationally, because we've both toured all over the country with some of the best.
Yep.
And then we'll bring you some type of twist, a live musician who has a really soulful sound, maybe a spoken word poet who's going to add something to the show and not make you go, why are they doing poetry? But it's always an experience. And we got a chance to see Dave Chappelle perform in the city.
Right.
15 sold out shows. We saw the last show,
the Juke Joint.
And then we saw the Juke Joint. So yep, we got to see him perform stand up. And then we got to see him perform with a DJ, Stevie Wonder's house band, a live harmonicist, if that's what it's called. And he brings out all of these special guests. And we went, exactly, that's what we're doing, just on a slightly smaller scale. I mean, we've had, you know, Tony Rock and
Lorel
perform. We've had the head of Foreign Exchange, Fonte, perform. We've got Gene Gray from Talib Kweli's group and coming in.
Let me ask you this. I mean,
is
that the idea? I mean, you guys have been through, you've mm-hmm. done so many stand-up showcases in your careers. I mean, do you learn from not only, you know, when you see Dave Chappelle do the Juke Joint and you're like, this is great, I'm inspired by this, mm-hmm. but do you also learn from the bad ones? I mean, from the ones who are just like, I'm an MC and here's the next comic.
But honestly, like, the better you get and the longer that you do it, you don't care. Like, it's more or less like, unless it's like a really big, like, audition or a really big stage where you kind of fell on your face, you're going to be on stage again tomorrow. So it's not a big deal. You just, mm-hmm. it's on to the next one.
And then if you go to those shows and you do see, as producers of shows, comics, of course, every time you go and you have a bad show, you figure something out new and you come back and you do better. But as a producer of a show, you start to say, hey, I can't mix all of these things in together. Improv is improv, and it's amazing, and it's cool. But mixing improv and comedy is like taking your chances with ammonia and bleach. You might get the measurement right and not die. Or this could be the worst experience the audience ever had.
So, wine and whiskey.
Right. So we wanted to take...
wine and whiskey. That's great.
We do that all the time.
That's great.
But the idea was we wanted to take the coolest stuff, the things that we enjoy doing, put them in one place and not make it peanut butter and pickles, but make it, you know, peanut butter and jelly. So, yeah.
But that is a mistake that a lot of producers and especially in, you know, in the back of bars, things like that, where they're like, I've got a showcase idea and I've got a lot of funny friends and I'm just going to, anyone who calls, we're going to get up there, we're going to do it. But you're right. I mean, the idea of improv, sketch comedy, stand-up, they're all funny, but they're different sensibilities and it can really wreck a show.
Right. I mean, look. You can like basketball and football, both great sports. I don't want to see a guy tuck a basketball and run down the court stiff-arming people. It's something about it doesn't make sense. And even though you know, yes, I like that sport, it's not supposed to be here. Right. And so alcohol, jokes, and a little music are supposed to be there. I suggest people drink as much alcohol as possible.
That's what made the Chappelle Show such an awesome thing, is that when you watched it, you know at the end of the show there was going to be a musical performance by like a really dope artist, mm-hmm. and you didn't know who was going to be on. And our show at the Green Room, we actually showcased the artist. So when, like this week, we have Sam Trump,
bananas,
who's our featured artist, who's an amazing soul jazz musician, and he plays a ukulele, he plays a trumpet. It's very dope, right? But you have no idea who's going to be on the actual show. Just know that we're going to have great comics. And it's called the Green Room because it's a very laid-back atmosphere, like you were in an actual green room at a club or something like that. And we're giving comics who are in Chicago who might not have those big names yet and opportunities to be in front of a live audience every Saturday and get people to know who they are.
Well, let's take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about, you know, being in Hyde Park, which is a new venue down there, and talk about the stand-up scene, because you guys have been around for a while and you understand a little bit more about the evolving nature of the stand-up scene. Felonious Monk, Dave Hellum, they're the producers behind Green Room, which is at Revival in Hyde Park every Saturday night. Mm. We'll come back. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk more. Stay with us. In studio with me tonight, Felonious Monk, Dave Hellum, two stand-up comics who are behind Blipster Presents, The Green Room, which is at Revival. It's a new stand-up comedy. I guess it's just a comedy club because there's a lot of different things going on. What's it like being back? I mean, what's it like doing comedy in Hyde Park? Because, I mean, not too long ago, I would say even the last decade and a half, there wasn't a lot of options for that.
It's an area that is very excited to have things to do. Like, people want to.
The university's there,
I just don't think that the people know about the club enough yet, you know what I'm saying? And I think that once the name gets out more about what's going on, people will see that, okay, this is the place to be.
Isn't it right next to Jimmy's, or where Jimmy's was?
Yeah, Jimmy's on our own.
Yeah.
It's actually the coolest
part. Woodline Tap.
Yeah, right.
It's the coolest part of the city, and for us to be able to perform there, to have a show, a cool show in a cool part of town, a town that's kind of being reborn, a part of town that's being reborn, is exciting. Like you said, University of Chicago is a 15 seconds away. You can throw a rock to it. That corridor over on 53rd, where everything's been rejuvenated with the new clubs, the new restaurants, the promontories over there.
That's 2 blocks away.
That's 2 blocks away. So we're right in the middle of that revival, which is the app name for the club. It's great.
Have you seen the space yet?
No, I haven't.
It's such a beautiful, intimate space. It's about 150-seater, but it's just gorgeous on the inside.
They did some amazing stuff. They took the wood from the ceiling and repurposed it, built the stage, built Coliseum-type seating in the back. And it's good for us because a lot of our audience, with Dave being from the South Side and Touch Vision's audience, I'm sorry, I didn't mention that. I'm also on Touch Vision every day on 48.2. But that audience is also a lot of that significantly on the South Side. So the cool people in the cool place need a cool thing to do, and you're welcome.
Pretty much.
You're welcome. We did that for you.
For you. As stand-ups, I mean, Jokes and Notes was is an option, but what are the other options that were for stand-up comedy on the South Side?
It's very bleak. it was, and it's not. Jokes and Notes is an amazing space, but it's just not enough spaces on the South Side. And that's something that people know about Chicago. It is a pretty segregated place. And a lot of times, if you wanted to go to a comedy club, you would have to go up north to the Laugh Factory or the Up Comedy Club, or, you know, even downtown to spots like the Comedy Bar. But people don't even have to leave their neighborhood. Mm-hmm. You know, or if they do come outside, it's nothing but a 10-minute drive at most.
Well, you know, I've always noted that there's those clubs, and those clubs have been, mm-hmm. you know, and even now more than ever, stand-up is back in Chicago. But there also was that DIY kind of thing mm-hmm. in the back of bars. Do you see that happening on the South Side more and more, where maybe there's a
they
room?
Have
and the,
to.
They have to.
That's the only way that they could keep comedy alive. And comedy has always been alive. It's huge on the South Side. Some of the greatest comics in the country came from the South Side.
That's where you get good.
That's yeah. where you get good. And so
if
they
not
were,
good. They'll let you know that you're not good.
Immediately. But yeah, so there were comics down there and various places, Velvet Lounges and Francis and all of these places where people were actually doing comedy. Some of the best comedy, some national comics would come in and do these rooms. But you're not going to get an audience for that because people just tend to think comedy belongs in certain places. And with the revival there, with us doing a show at the Promontory once a month, and with all of these, with the Jokes and Notes still going strong and pulling in bigger acts, Southside comedy, and especially in these places where you go, this is a nice club, oh my God, you start to go, oh wait, why did you guys just start doing comedy? And they're like, no, we've been doing it. You just started coming south of right. the White Sox Stadium.
I always say the blueprint of becoming a great comic is being able to take that same material with you on both sides of town. If you can tell the same joke on the north side as you can on the south side, you're going to be good.
Do you have to? I mean, do you have to, as black comics, you have to cater to white audiences?
I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. When I first started, I found myself pandering, and I realized that people don't like to be pandered to. So, and then, like, you know, you shouldn't talk down to anybody you're talking right. to, cause to think that they don't get with like what you're talking about. So you realize that you just have to write things that just universally are true. And that's what made Chappelle so great, watching him for the first. I've never seen Dave Chappelle in live before, and just watching him take something that's so trendy, and it could be something that's very topical, but finding so many layers of death within it, that I was just like, wow, like, I don't care what color you are, you get this.
And there are only certain cities that I think lend themselves to you being that type of comic. Like, I came up in New York comedy scene, which is extremely diverse in every place that you go. And then I came to Chicago, and I think Chicago has the advantage that you have to work on your material in two different places, and you're going to get two different responses. So you have to find a way to stay funny in the place that you were funny at first, and then be funny in this other place, whichever direction you go, from north to south to south to north.
Yeah. You don't have that problem in New York. In New York, it's not like that.
Everyone's at that show. There's a guy who sells drugs in, you know, Washington Heights in the show, and there's also a guy who works for Donald Trump, you know, and it supports his get all the Muslims out of the country plan, and you have to tell a joke that makes both of those guys laugh.
And they live in the same block.
And they probably live on the same block. Right. Yeah, and in Chicago, you have to travel to find those audiences.
Why do you guys, so. I mean, I'll ask both of you guys this. I mean, because, you know, you can go back to New York if you want, Felonious. Yeah. Like, why do you stay here?
I'm from here. I feel like.
Glad you answered first.
You said what?
Glad you answered first.
I feel like it's a bit of my duty, honestly, for people that live here to not have to feel like they have to leave this city in terms of being able to make it. Like, there's a lot of industry here. I mean, it's not as much as L.A. and New York, of course, but if you build things, they will come.
And that's changing, right? I mean, what's happened with Jamie in the Laugh Factory, I mean, to invest back into stand-up, you're seeing more of an investment.
TV productions.
Yeah.
TV productions.
Right. Empire.
And speaking of the Laugh Factory and investing in stand-up comedy, Blips to Life is at the Laugh Factory every Sunday. So what we're trying to do is show that this type of comedy that we're doing works everywhere. We're doing it on the north side in Lakeview. We're doing it in Hyde Park in a couple of places. We're looking at some spots in the suburbs. We're looking at taking the show on the road. And being in Chicago works because I can hit New York mm-hmm. in 2 hours and be on. They can call me at 10 in the morning and I can be on the nightly show on tonight's episode. They can call me to go to L.A. and in 4 hours I'm in L.A. and I can still do what I want. And then I can come home, which my wife is from Oak Park. So, hey, sweetie, I'm not going to say anything bad about Chicago. But my wife and her family are from here. So there's still a base right. here. So I agree with Dave. You don't have to leave to do something. Yes, it is easier to be in these places where the opportunities are. But if you're really, really good, they'll find you wherever you are.
Felonious Monk, Dave Hellum, they're the producers behind The Green Room, Blips of Life, The Green presents The Green Room at Revival on 55th. next to Jimmy's.
It's next to the Nile, which is next to Jimmy's.
Okay. Yeah, it's right, next to the Nile, yeah. Jimmy's, and Starbucks. Which,
yeah, and Starbucks.
Yeah.
I remember back in the day, and the DNA Info article talked about Sheila, the improv group that started at Jimmy's back in the 80s, 90s. There's a lot of interesting people that came out of that group. Anyway, you could see both these guys in the show they put together at Revival on 55th Street. Thanks for coming down, guys.
10:30. Come check us out on Saturday.